As we know, it could go either way, and since no one really knows what the end game is, here we as humans kind of need to play both sides of the field. On the one hand, AI could be spectacularly useful for accelerating development in fields like technology and biology. As long as humans stay one step ahead of the computers, then we're on the fast track to a golden age. But what if the AI surpasses humans? Does that put the computer in the driver's seat and leave us riding shotgun? Moving forward with AI development is a big risk to take without having some kind of measure in place to mitigate it, and that's where Elon Musk's Neuralink comes in. A brain-computer interface device that could facilitate a kind of symbiosis between human and AI. If the idea holds true, then Elon could be setting us up for a world where it's not a case of us versus them so much as a case of us and them combining together into something else entirely. But what would that be? Let's talk about. Of course, there are a lot of opinions out there about whether artificial intelligence is good or bad. It's a spectrum of ideas. On one end, you've got a figure like Mark Zuckerberg. He thinks that AI is fantastic and can only do well. On the other end, you've got someone like Stephen Hawking who feared that AI would simply become the new dominant force of Earth. Hawking once said, quote, "The development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. It would take off on its own and redesign itself. At an ever-increasing rate, humans who are limited by slow biological evolution couldn't compete and would be superseded." Also, a fair point, humans take our evolutionary advantage for granted. Somewhere in the middle we have Elon Musk. He's infamously concerned about the future of artificial intelligence. He fears it, but at the same time he embraces it. Tesla's work with autonomous vehicle technology is pushing the boundaries of real-world AI. It's true, leading-edge development, and the company has so far put nearly 2 million robot cars with computer brains onto the streets of the world. And that's where Neuralink comes in. Elon's strongest company to date is a bridge between those two conflicting sides of his mind. Neuralink's de facto mission statement is, if you can't beat them, join them. They mean robots. And again, this is coming from the richest man in the world, who got that status in large part by selling car-shaped robots.